they know so many songs. Mm-hmm. And it's just, now you want to see something rare, you ought to be when we can get them both together and they start just clicking them off one right after another. It's just, you need, that's something you need to do now. You need to record all these songs that you know, those old fiddle tunes, because there's a bunch of those songs that when you go, they going right out.
Yeah, that's
carry
that
right
true.
On to the happy hunting ground with you.
That was and so sad a, about Uncle Bob.
There yeah. Was, are we gonna take all up any?
Let's take off and play in G and D. Get it out there. We'll probably play a little bit.
And you gotta be quiet. Sit still, because that carpet's scrubbing, I can hear it. You gotta be still and quiet.
Still close to where you was the other night?
Yeah, I mean,
I thought we had a good show up there.
I thought it was a real good show.
One called All Benny Wheel. Let me get in tune now. Get me.
Yeah, cracks, I can see them. the back piece is not. It's just been the front that's been cracked, right? But this has.
As far as we know, the back was never cracked.
It's an interesting grain, isn't it? With these sort of big swatches of.
That's what the old timers call curly maple because of the curly grain in there. I was never too much into all the making of the things. I should have been probably. I spent most of my time trying to learn how to plate.
Doesn't say anything.
There's nothing in there whatsoever.
Little dust.
Yeah.
Probably some very old dust, historic dust. Yeah. Well. And
the story goes, he was sitting on a horse about 100 yards from Lee when Lee surrendered in the Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. And he had his rifle, this fiddle was in his bag or sack, or what they call it on the back then. And that's where the Union Army took all the rifles, the swords, the weapons, everything. And he carried that fiddle from Virginia all the way to Warwick, Georgia, out when Albany Cordelia, that's where their home place was at that time.
What was your great granddaddy's name?
Lawrence Green Rutland. And my granddaddy was Lawrence Green Jr. And then my dad was his one oldest of his seven kids, Henry Green the first, and I'm Henry Green the second. And when this old man left, they rode a mule and wagon from Warwick to Cordele to catch the train to Atlanta to be inducted into the Confederate Army. He carried that fiddle with him then, so our history goes. It's been handed down. I guess it's true. We all believed it anyhow.
Okay, so you're gonna.
Laurie, I'm going to play a couple of tunes on my great granddaddy's old fiddle. These tunes were popular back in the middle 1800s. He carried this fiddle through the Civil War, and he probably played these tunes during the war on this fiddle. First one I'm going to play you will be Golden Slippers, and the second tune I'll play will be Soldier's Joy. And among the old timers, the title of Soldier's Joy was often called Payday in the Army. But the first tune I'm going to play will be in the key of G, Paul, Golden Slippers. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. okay, yeah.
Yeah. Test. Here we've got stereo, so let me see. How can we improvise?
What you need to do is just have that tape recorder up high enough so that it'll fit into that mic.
Right. And maybe I can just hold the tape recorder because that doesn't matter.
If we brought a chair in here and got it on the desk.
Well, I can hold the tape recorder and we can put the mic in the mic stand and then.
That'd be kind of uncomfortable after a while.
Yeah, you're not going to do it for. Nothing like being prepared isn't, I'm sorry.
Electricity.
I'm running it on batteries.
She's running on batteries now.
And the batteries, I've got more batteries. I'm just going to, it tells me how much. This one doesn't die like the other ones does.
Okay.
It just stops when it's.
It just stops.
It don't drag on.
It doesn't,
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to go back and re-record that number?
I'm sorry, that would probably be.
Okay.
But I think the levels and everything should be fine now.
Is the talking still on there? I mean, that little bit of talking you
yeah.
do, it's on there? Just the playing is not on there.
Yeah.
Like we did. Let me see, Lord.
I'm
supposed to be able to make it work. Just hold on. That won't work either.
Yeah, that wind.
Yeah, that was whoop, 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 whoop.
I got a light on here now.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. I can see that.
Okay, what do we need to do?
Just do Golden Slippers again.
You ready to record then?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. Soldier Joy and Nikhil Lee. Portions of my tunes from my daddy. My grandfather was a real old man when I heard him play, and I learned a few tunes from him, but I would say I learned 2/3 to 3/4 of the tunes from my daddy, which he had taught his younger brother Bob, or Robert Rutland, show name was Georgia Slim. Uncle Slim was a fantastic musician. He could improvise on and on and on. He could play one tune for 20 minutes and never play the same verses or variations the same way. But 75 to 80% of the tunes I actually learned from my dad. It's one of my dad's tunes that was kind of native to South Georgia. He played it. There was an older man around Tifton in the 30s, early 40s that played quite well by the name of Bruce Bass that played this tune. And later on, an old man over near Nashville, Georgia, a Stanley Bailey. And those three men are the only three that I ever recall playing this old tune. Where they learned it from, I have no idea, but I learned it from my dad, and later on I heard these other two men play it, and they called it the Albany Reel, a real simple, pretty little tune played in the key of C. So, Paul, if you're ready, we'll play the Albany Reel.
Thank you. Oh, it don't matter what you. You want to try Katie Hill?
Well, I was going to ask you if there's something that you think is. Maybe Paul would be the better judge of this. Is there some tune that you particularly associate with him? Something that people think of as maybe. I don't know. You know, different fiddlers. I know there's certain ones you probably. Well, the standards are requested, but is there any kind of special tune? Or that you think of as kind of your favorite tune or your kind of signature?
He does old Chuck Luck pretty good.
Yeah, that's a tune that I learned off a record about 12 or 15 years ago. And you buy all these records from the professional people and you work different arrangements on them and then you still play a few of the old standards.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been kind of using that little tune Paul mentioned, Chuck-a-Luck, is our theme song.
Well, maybe you should do that one.
Okay, I'll go through.
Billy in the Low Ground.
Yeah, we'll try to play that.
That's my favorite tune.
That's
now.
Paul.
That's Henry. Henry plays Billy in the Low Ground different than anybody I've ever heard play.
Okay, let's get through Chuck Luck, then we'll play Billy in the Low Ground. And
okay, tell me about it again,
This is a fiddle tune I learned off a album by the great Kenny Baker that played fiddle for Bill Monroe for around 20 or 25 years. I learned this tune off the album, and I changed a few little variations in it, and we've been using this as kind of a theme song to start a show off with our band, the South Georgia Grass. We rushed through it about a verse in the chorus about two or three times, kind of fast tempo, and we use that as a theme song. So Paul, if you're ready, we'll play a little bit of Chuck-a-Luck. Sally Gooden, that ought to wind it up. People, I'm sure you have good days and bad days and better and best days. And I was telling Paul I had a long, aggravating day. And
we both.
We're not making excuses. We just had a bad day. Thank you. this is old tune. It's been around a good long while. I learned this tune from my dad. Dad played a lot of the tunes a little different than some of the fiddle players. He always told me he heard this as a kind of a slow, lonesome tune, not so very fast, but a kind of a slow, lonesome, pretty tune, and that's the way I have always tried to play Billy in the Low Ground, played in the key of C. Failure Waltz, just two chords there, G and D.
Mm-hmm. I think we've played that one before.
We've played that one before. I believe, yes, me and Cousin George put that on an album that I made for you there. This old waltz was actually originated in Germany, and I'll play it for you. The Westphalia Waltz. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
said, but don't worry, it's fixing to be dark and day's gonna be over.
I'm telling you. Paul, get up in the key of A and we'll play a verse in a little bit.
It's out of tune.
Sally Good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is the tape still rolling?
That's rolling.
Okay. I learned this one when I was a real small boy. I learned from my dad, and later on I picked up more variation from my Uncle Bob. And later years, I learned it from more variation from professional fiddle players. And years went by, I began to add a few little licks of my own. So we'll give you our best shot on a verse or two of Sally Good.
Thank you.